أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. واذكروا الله في أيام معدودات، فمن تعجل في يومين فلا إثم عليه، ومن تأخر فلا إثم عليه لمن اتقى. Moving on to ayah number 203 of Surah Baqarah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَذْكُرُ اللَّهِ, remember Allah, proclaim the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala في أيام معدودات, in a few set number days. Ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is referring to أيام التشريق. Which are the أيام التشريق? The days of the 9th, 10th, 11th, 12th and 13th of Dhul Hijjah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that we should remember Allah and proclaim the greatness of Allah in Ayyam Ma'dudat, these few set amount of days. These are referring to the Ayyam, the days that follow the day of Eid, and it is referring to the Takbir, which we proclaim on those days, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar wa lillahi alhamd. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has obligated upon us the Takbir of the days of Tashriq. We will find similarly also, after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ended the laws pertaining to fasting, they also, Allah says, وَلِتُكَبِّرُ اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ. Also the takbir for the day of Eid al-Fitr, after fasting, and yeah, after Hajj, again Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us and instructing us to remember Allah. Once again you proclaim the takbir over here during the days of Eid al-Adha. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then explains one or two rules pertaining to staying over in Mina. We know that on the 8th of Dhul Hijjah you remain in Mina. 9th of Dhul Hijjah you proceed towards Arafah. You spend the afternoon in Arafah. You come back the night preceding the 10th of Dhul Hijjah. The night preceding the day of Eid, you spend it in Muzdalifah. Then from Muzdalifah you go back to Mina where you commence the pelting. And then the 10th, 11th, 12th and 13th of Dhul Hijjah, those days are spent in Mina. So Allah says, فَمَنْ تَعَجَّلَ فِي يَوْمَيْنِ, whosoever leaves Mina early. A person leaves Mina early, فِي يَوْمَيْنِ, after 2 days. In other words, he spends the 11th and the 12th of Dhul Hijjah in Mina. And he leaves early. He leaves before the setting of the sun on the 12th. فَلَا إِثْمَ عَلَيْهِ, Allah says there is no sin upon such a person. So staying the third day is not obligatory. It is a sunnah but it's not obligatory. Provided the person leaves Mina before the sun sets on the 12th of Dhul Hijjah. If the sun has set on the 12th of Dhul Hijjah, then the 13th day has already commenced. That ibadah has already commenced. We spoke earlier that when a voluntary ibadah starts, then to complete it is compulsory. So if he allowed the sun to set on the 12th of Dhul Hijjah and he was still in Mina, now he must wait and complete his stay on the 13th day of Mina as well, when he will pelt on the 13th as well. But Allah says, فَمَنْ تَعَجَّلَ, but whosoever leaves early after 2 days, meaning 11th and 12th, فَلَا إِثْمَ عَلَيْهِ, there is no sin upon such a person. وَمَنْ تَأَخَّرَ, and the one who remains behind, so he stays for the full days of Hajj in Mina, وَمَنْ تَأَخَّرَ, whoever stays behind, meaning he spends the 13th day also in Mina, فَلَا إِثْمَ عَلَيْهِ, Allah says, then upon this person also there is no sin. لِمَنِ اتَّقَى, no sin upon whom? The one who remains Allah conscious. You are there, but you don't engage in any other sin. Of course, there's no sin for you to either leave early or to remain behind. But that does not mean that Allah says there's no sin upon you, that you can go and engage and do any other sins. Allah says, لِمَنِ اتَّقَى, provided that person remains Allah conscious and does not disobey Allah. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us of the objective of Hajj and the objective of every act of worship. Allah says, وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ, fear Allah and develop Allah consciousness. وَعَلَمُوا, and you should know, أَنَّكُمْ إِلَيْهِ تُحْشَرُونَ, that verily all of you shall once again be resurrected, and one of you, all of you shall be brought before Allah. Allah ends the laws of Hajj with this profound statement that وَعَلَمُوا أَنَّكُمْ إِلَيْهِ تُحْشَرُونَ, understand and know fully well that you shall be resurrected to Allah. Why? Because Hajj reminds you of Qiyamah. The whole mahshar, when you look at Arafat, and you see everybody moving in one direction, everybody one talbiyah, everybody proceeding towards one specific place on the 9th of Dhul-Hijjah, all towards Arafah. That evening, all towards Muzdalifah. The next morning, all towards going towards Mina. So like that on the Qiyam, Allah says, everyone will be resurrected from their graves, and all will be proceeding in one direction, moving towards the Maidan of Hashr, where the reckoning shall take place. So Allah tells us that this whole Hajj and the pilgrimage and all the differences, scenes that you see, it should remind you of the day of Qiyamah. May Allah grant us understanding.